Oh my goodness. Look at that.
All I think about all day is food. And then I dream about it all night.
George, you have the brie.
Is this
the
brie?
Yes, that's it.
And is that not the most wonderful cheese you ever had in your life? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. Oh, I got the chef at Chez La Mère Michel to give me the recipe for beurre blanc.
Beurre blanc? What's beurre blanc?
Butter.
Oh, I love butter.
White wine vinegar reduction. You whisk them together, and the acid in the vinegar works on the milk solids in the butter so that the butter, instead of melting, becomes this creamy, light, frothy, with kind of a fantastic, subtle kind of...
Tangy. There's a tanginess.
Tanginess.
Yes.
Well, that's... That's who I married. Oh. Anyway, you serve it on fish. And it's splendid. I'm going to make it for you.
Oh, divine.
Yeah.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Yes, welcome back for all the listeners who've been listening to us. You know, for the last couple of weeks, I know, we've had Scarf and Carf on there, and they're going to be coming on today as well, but I wanted to come on and say, how's everybody going? We're in late June, and I want to say first, you know, prayers for people and families in Charleston, South Carolina, and, you know, just justice and prayers for America, including, I'm in that too, including myself. You know, we need prayers and for Americans, you know, to grow and be better, you know, myself and just the surrounding. You know, I'm in Hampton Roads, Virginia, but it just is everywhere. You know, America, we like to do better in sports. We like to compete in cars, shoes, cooking, and we have to compete and be better too as people, you know, as just be better, you know, and I just think that's a right thing to do. I'm learning to do that daily. But we're back on our show, and here on Flavor Living Radio, we're going to have a full show starting next week. I know everybody. And I can only give a hint, smash up. That's all I can say. But I wanted to say something about something that we're doing, Flavor Living Radio, Flavor Living, the network. What we're doing is, and we are doing something on June the 27th, June 28th, and July the 5th. What we're doing is we are we're having cooking lessons, a summit, a virtual cooking lessons from six chefs from all areas of America, globally outside of America. Six of them that are going to be teaching cooking lessons. And we want you guys to tune in. If you go to virtualcookinghost.com, go there, look at the website there, look at the website, look around and look at the chefs and get a ticket, the golden ticket, Willy Wonka's gold ticket. Get the ticket. You'll say reserve, click the ticket, and listen. You'll be able to listen in on your cell phone, on the web, and hear cooking lessons from six chefs. Yes, six of them. And, you know, we want to host here. We want to show you and let you listen to their just their what they have to say here today on our show. We want to do that before we go to Scarf and Carf and show you and listen to our chefs, you know. And we're back, yes, for the summer, you know. And here is a little taste of all six chefs that are going to be on Virtual Cooking Host starting this week. Each month, we're going to have a theme cooking summit. Each month for July, for August, each month fall season, because that fall season is the cooking season. But summer is like July. July the 4th is, you know, is the American holiday. And the whole summer, people are barbecuing, cooking in the house, doing this, they're eating while they're on vacation. And we want to help those who want to learn the basics about cooking and more, advanced cooking. So listen, here's our six chefs. and their introduction on what they want to give and what they're a hint to what they're going to be teaching in the class. All right, and here we go.
Tell us, how did you start cooking and your background in cooking?
You know, my life started off in stand-up comedy. I started in stand-up comedy for about 15 years. I always enjoyed eating and staying in the kitchen quite a bit. For me, it was a pretty easy transfer to go from stand-up comedy to cooking because you get the same instant gratification. You know, if you tell a bad joke, you know it's bad immediately. If you cook something bad, you know it's bad immediately.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
I get the same feeling from both. So I love cooking.
Wow. Now, I saw that you cooked everywhere. You cooked, you said, for the Chicago Blackhawks. You've cooked for Dallas, Texas, and you've cooked a lot of really, you know, well-known places and, you know, events you've cooked.
Yeah, I did. For a while, I was working at an airport catering, and we did the personal jet for Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Stars, and they would also fly out the other teams. So we, you know, I had the Blackhawks a couple times, and you know, it was a lot of fun. It was really crazy to see the special kinds of menus that those guys ordered, and you know, how the particular they wanted things. And
What did Mark Cuban want? What type of things? I mean, you know, being that he was a national champion, what kind of things did they? I'm kind of curious. You know,
his stuff was basic though. I mean, they had a lot of omelets with cheese on them. They had a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but they wanted us to put it layered a certain way, cut the crust off, things like that.
Okay.
So,
you're like, hey, Brian, this is our
world.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for the virtual cooking class, for the cooking class, what type of things, I'm not sure if you want to give away, or what type of style are you going to be showing everybody in the classes, the current class and classes in the future?
You know, my style of cuisine, you know, I'm from Texas. I grew up in Dallas. I lived in California for about 5 years doing stand-up comedy, and I learned to love the Mexican food that they had out there. It's a, you know, authentic, you know, real Mexican food. So I take a mix of the stuff I grew up with, the southern cuisine, and I mix it with Mexican food, you know, and that's the kind of food that I love to make. So,
wow, so southern cuisine.
That's what you'll be seeing a lot of.
All right, I am Chef Mika Johnson, also known as Chef Mimi J, here in Dallas, Texas. I cook at The Space in Dallas, Texas, but I also do private catering events. I am bringing a touch of Creole and Southern cooking to the class. I am so looking forward to it. I want to show everybody that it's not hard, and it doesn't have to take all day to cook some good Creole or Southern comfort type foods.
Yes. Wow. I mean, I'm interested in taking, listening to the class, and I know people from Vermont and California and Florida just want to know about, yeah, because every year we have Mardi Gras and New Orleans, and people are having Louisiana-style foods throughout the whole year.
I am actually amazed how Creole and Southern comfort type foods have spread all across the U.S. When I first started doing deep fried turkey, you know, people in Houston hadn't heard of it, but now you can find the deep fried turkey in Maryland. So yeah, it's definitely spreading across the world.
Yes, yes. So listen, everyone, please tune in and take Chef Mika, her class. You know, her class can. What? So is there any type of? Do you want to let any secrets or anything that they're gonna, you know, might be learning about?
You know what? I can't wait for you all to join me. Y'all are going to have a good time, and y'all are going to learn so much. I have one little secret that I'll give you all here and now, and it's just cayenne pepper. Stay tuned to learn more about cayenne pepper.
There it is. There it is, everybody. Cayenne pepper. There it is. All right. Well, thank you.
You know what? I have had the awesome opportunity to do a show called Bobby's Dinner Battle on the Food Network with Bobby Flay.
Okay.
I've also filmed with Spike TV, Chef Josh Capon on a show called Frankie Food, which was really interesting. And I did this last season of The Taste that comes on ABC with Anthony Bourdain, Nigella, and all those people.
Okay, the judges of the judges. Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How was it with Bobby Poulet? How was it, you know, with him as far as,
was it
the throwdown? Was it did you talk to him about a throwdown or anything like that?
You know what? He was really, really impressed with, you know, Bobby Poulet, the grill master, was impressed with my smoked chicken.
Whoa.
So
he was just like, wow, this is really, did he talk about having a throwdown with it or?
He told me, and I'm waiting for him to call me. He says, anytime that I want, you know, he's going to have me back and do that smoked chicken that I said. I did a smoked stuffed chicken on the grill, and he loved it.
Absolutely. My name is Frank Kynes, and I have been cooking since 1985. And have extensive experience in many, many different types of cuisine. Lately, we have endeavored in opening our own barbecue business, and it is thriving. And so in that time, I have partnered with an experienced pitmaster in the art of barbecuing, and that is what we're going to be teaching. We're going to be teaching three segments. One of our most popular items is our barbecued pulled pork, which is a slow-roasted pork shoulder or pork butt. And this can be done by virtually any level of cook. It's not very technical. It is easy to do, and most people who have even a simple Weber grill out in their backyard can do this. It's not rocket science. The next thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking a little bit about different rubs for different types of meats,
nice.
Barbecuing, smoking meats, even grilling outside, different types of seasonings to use. And then our third segment is going to be the sauces. And then certainly a lot of people love our barbecue ribs. And so we're going to be talking about that and the sauces that go well with those ribs.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So you have to get on virtualcookinghost.com, get the ticket, and you're going to be hearing all the way from Las Vegas, right?
That's right. Where the daytime is just as hot as it is at nighttime.
Wow. Exceptional chefs, a couple, Chrissy and Dexter McBride from North Carolina. How are you doing, Chrissy McBride? How are you doing? This is Chrissy McBride. You're going to be on Virtual Cooking Host. Can you tell everybody what's going to be about yourself and everything? A little bit about yourself and cooking.
Yes. I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to start out with. We're from North Carolina. My husband was born and raised in Florida. And we met in Florida, came back up to North Carolina. We've been raising our kids and cooking and sharing our food with everyone. We started a business called Kakulaki Kitchen. In which we share good catering, and we do cooking classes and host parties and things like that. It's been really great. We're going to be cooking for you guys grilled chicken, tomato and cucumber salad.
Oh, no, you can't tell them. You can't tell them everything.
I'm sorry. I was going to spill the beans.
Yes.
Well, we're going to make a dinner fit for July 4th.
Oh, I see. There you go. I was like, no, the McBride can't tell them. They cannot tell them. Oh, no.
I had to do was ask, and I was going to be on it.
Yes, North Carolina, yes. So I just wanted to make sure and then tell everybody a little bit about everything. And so how did you get started cooking? How did you guys get started cooking, both as a couple? Did you always did you start when you were growing up with family? And
Yes, it originated with family, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's how Dexter... That's how he won my heart, I suppose.
Mm.
That's how he impressed me. The first thing he did for me was when we were dating, he brought me to his house, and he cooked for me. He cooked pork steak fried in a pan. He had all kinds of vegetables, and I'd never seen anybody cook like that before. I was just used to making, you know, spaghetti and simple things of that nature.
Yes.
Well, when he did that for me, I had to one-up him, you know.
I got you.
Oh, God. He's a man. I'm a woman. I got to set my game up, you know.
Right. That is smart. Very smart.
And so I had to, you know, show him my skills, and we just have fused together over the years, and we learned from each other, and you know, he tastes my food, I taste his, and it has just become a wonderful partnership, and we have fun. We talk a lot of smack, but we have a lot of fun and we get the job done.
Wow. There you have. Wow, this is good. Listen, everyone, you have to tune in to virtualcookinghost.com and get the ticket for this weekend and July the 5th throughout 3 days and hear from food from North Carolina, great food. I've been there, tasted this homemade, good food. I'm in Virginia at Hampton Roads. We know how to cook here, but North Carolina, really good, very good. So.
Yes. And we want to impress you guys and give you some easy cooking hacks, things that you can take with you and use them on at home.
Wow. Well, give us a good North Carolina word. What's a good North Carolina word?
As far as cookie lucky was the best.
Yes,
you know,
that was it. You're right. Yeah. You're like, Brian, I already did. I gave you a good word.
That's it. That's the one right there.
Well, thank you for being on Flavor Living, and please tune in for the classes with the McBrides. Can you hear that? I can hear that on the Food Channel, the McBrides. Okay.
This is Chef Stephon with Nature Biz. I'm a 22-year-old vegan chef from Dallas, Texas. I've been cooking ever since I was 8. I started with my grandma early back in the day, and I got into vegan chef about 2 years ago when I changed my diet. I wanted more energy. I was looking for a more healthy lifestyle, and it just came natural to me. And ever since then, I've been preparing vegan meals for the last 2 years. And on my show coming up on June 27th, you can look forward to a good vegan black bean burger that we will be preparing for you guys.
Wow.
Cigarettes, smothered potatoes.
Yeah, don't tell everybody now. Don't tell everything now. But I just think it's cool that you're a vegetarian. I think that's really cool. You have a twist on vegetarian food.
Yeah, pretty cool, man.
Wow. So, I mean, was it an overnight process to become the switch for vegetarian? Like for me, I'm going to be listening to the show, and other people that are going to be tuned into your show, once they get the ticket, you know, to tune in, so is it a process to switch over, or cold turkey just go, I'm a vegetarian?
For me, it was a process. It was one of my good friends. She's a vegan, and she's been so for a while, so I was talking with her for a while, and I was researching certain different lifestyles and alternate lifestyles, and it was just a good fit for me, and I would recommend everybody could at least try it for at least a month or so.
Wow.
And see how you like it, and then I always liked cooking, so I wanted to add, like, flavor with the vegan food, because most of it's pretty bland if you try it somewhere else. So we're like, how can we put our own twist on it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what inspired me.
Wow. Well, listen, I just want to stop there for everybody to tune in. You can hear more of Chef Stephon from Dallas, Texas, about a vegetarian with some flavor. So thank you for being on our show. And again, tune in. And you'll be hearing some great, he'll be teaching some great methods and styles for being a vegan and vegetarian. All right, thank you, Chef Stephon.
Okay, so this is Vera Arshad, and I am a student. I'm from Pakistan. Basically, I'm from Pakistan, and I just love cooking. I just tried on new experiments with cooking. I don't follow the same, traditional recipes. I always try to do some variations with my recipes, and that is how I create new recipes. They might look like the original recipes, but whenever you will try that, you will feel the difference in them. So my specialities are basically Indian and Pakistani cuisine, but I do love baking. I do love trying, new smoothies and drinks and stuff like that, or desserts. I can cook everything. Whatever I love to cook, I can just cook everything.
Yes. You see, everybody? So she is very good at knows the variety.
So nice. Brian, thank you for introducing me so nicely.
Yes. She knows a variety of different things. Items on the class. Can you give a small hint of what you're going to be teaching everyone?
I think we should keep it as a surprise. And so it would be a surprise for the students. So it will, they would be more interested in taking the first class. If I reveal the secret, I think that won't be that interesting for them.
You are absolutely right.
You are so right.
You're right. So, listen, thank you. I just wanted to introduce you to our show, Flavor Living Radio, and just introduce you to all the foodies that are going to be listening. Please take the classes first.
Thank you.
Are you doing okay there? Are you doing all there in your country? Doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Well, thank you for being on our show, and I can't wait for everybody to tune in and listen to your classes presently and in the future. Yes, I can't wait.
And I invite all of the listeners to just join our class and take a chance. I am sure they will enjoy it a lot. They will love cooking. We will try to make things easier for them. Even if they're cooking for the first time, they will feel like they are professional chefs. So we will make things easier for them. They should join your show.
Yes.
And they will enjoy a lot. That's my promise.
Yes. Well, thank you, Chef Hara, for being on our show.
You're welcome.
And tune in. Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. We hope you enjoyed meeting the chefs for the online cooking class that we're going to have, that Flavor Living Radio is going to host. And sign up, go there and sign up, get the ticket, and we hope you enjoy our classes this month and the future classes that we're going to be having. Again, our prayers go out to Charleston, South Carolina, the community, the people, and America, and Americans. And tune in. Thanks a lot, and enjoy your week here on The Flavor. Thank you.
cooking, restaurants and recipes, with adventures too. Just wait and see. Flavor Living Radio. Everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start a listening to Flavor Living Radio. It's an awesome radio show.
What should I do, do you think?
About what?
I don't really want to go back into government work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but shouldn't I find something to do? These wives don't do anything here. That's not me. This is not me.
Yeah.
Mm. I saw a notice on the bulletin board at the embassy for hat-making lessons.
You like hats?
I do.
No.
I do.
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat.
I
like to do.
I know. And you're so good at it. Look at you. Now,
I'm growing. How good you are.